Yo, yo, welcome back once again to 30 New Things. This is episode 3. Episode 3. 3's a charm. 3's company. 2's company. 3 is a crowd. 3 is not company. Hey, how's it going? This is 30 New Things, the podcast where I, Katie, for 30 days, do at least one thing new every day. Do you ever feel stuck? Like just kind of bored with life, going through the motions, not really enjoying? Well, a good way to get yourself out of feeling like that is to do new things. I wanted to get into a little bit more of why I'm doing this. There's value in the practice of doing new things. The more things that you try for the first time, the more likely you are to be better at adapting to other situations in your life. I think it's just a good practice to be into, to get into. And I want to tell the story of the time in my head that sticks out the most of a time that I jumped into something that I was scared to do, because I literally jumped in. So here's the story. I spent a summer as a lifeguard at Soak City at Cedar Point. We went through a training, including a series of swimming tests where you have to, you know, you jump into the water with the flotation device. You have to tread water. You have to swim so many laps, that kind of thing. So I passed all the swimming tests, and then it came time to do a practice rescue where you jump into the water. And this is kind of embarrassing, but for all of my life until that point, I had never jumped into water, like a swimming pool, without holding my nose. I know that sounds crazy. I had never swam with both arms or wearing a nose plug. So I'm here. I'm 20 years old and I'm in my, you know, lifeguard suit holding the flotation device, and they're like, "Okay, jump in." I was so scared of what was going to happen. And you know, eventually one of the supervisors kind of pulled me aside and was like, "What's going on? What's holding you back?" And I was like, "I'm really scared. I've never done this before. How do I know I'm not going to drown?" And he just said, "Well, just jump in and blow out of your nose." I just turned off my brain. I stopped thinking and I just did. I just jumped in. And then that whole summer, I spent all summer swimming around and loving it because I had gotten over that fear instantly, just because I didn't think and I just did it. So what I'm getting at is the best way to try something or to do something that you're scared to do is to just literally jump in and do it. Until you're in it and doing it, you don't know how it's going to go because you haven't done it. The worst way to do something is to think. I know it sounds so simple. The worst way to do something new is to just think about it, because then you're just going to go in circles and you're never going to actually do it. The best way to try something is to just start. And you might be bad at it at first, but you can only get better. So if there's something that you want to try or something that you want to do that you've never done, try not to think about it and just jump right in. My new thing that I did today, I had an inspection done on my car, decided to, you know, I got the inspection results and I decided to, instead of having them do it, try to go on YouTube and figure out how to do it myself. So that's something I'm going to be doing in the next week or so. I'm going to be replacing my alternator in my car. That'll be definitely a new experience. I'm a fan of saving money on things if it's possible to learn how to do it yourself. For instance, I also have been cutting my own hair for many years. I trim my hair. Honestly, I don't know if I'd want anyone else to ever cut my bangs because I have like a way that I do it. And I can just fix it, you know. And then I'm not out, you know, $30 for a haircut, and I could have just done it myself. I'm a big fan of trying to figure out how to do things on your own. If you can, if you have the means. Because it's cool to learn new things. I also, I went to a new gas station I'd never been to before. Pretty trivial, but, it was very nice. I'd driven by it a bunch, but I'd never been in. I thought, I'm gonna go here, because usually I always go to the same place to gas up my work vehicle, or to get a snack or something. But I went to a different one today, and, I gassed up, and then I went in, I got a drink, I used the bathroom. I was pleasantly surprised. The bathroom is very clean. It smelled really nice. Almost like perfume. It was weird. It smelled very nice in there. I know that sounds weird because it's a bathroom. I've talked about smells in my last episode too. But, it was nice. And then, as I was checking out, I decided to, you know, this is something else I'm working on, not being on my phone so much and just trying to really like take in the world around me and like notice things more, and just kind of try to let my mind wander a little bit more rather than like trying to always keep myself entertained with something on my phone or the radio. You know, I'm driving around without the radio sometimes now, but I was at the checkout and I was just kind of, you know, looking around, and I looked up on the wall, and there was a, it was like an employee of the quarter, certificate, like congratulations. Her name was Courtney. And then I looked at the cashier and it was Courtney. And I said, "Hey, congrats on employee of the quarter." So, and she smiled and she seemed kind of embarrassed. She's like, "Oh, thank you. You know, whatever, that's been up for a while." And I told her, "Well, I guess you're the employee of many quarters then." It was just a nice interaction that I wouldn't have had I, you know, just reverted to like checking my phone for no good reason, you know. And that never would have happened had I not been open to looking around and seeing that certificate on the wall. So that was just really nice. Today I also signed myself up for something that I'm going to be doing. On the 13th, I'm signed up. I'm not going to say what it is. You'll have to keep listening. Or maybe there might be a video for that one. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm not going to say what it is. You'll have to keep listening. But I'm really excited about it. It's something I've dabbled in a tiny bit and, you know, thought about doing. But this is really like, I'm really jumping into it. So stay tuned for that. I think next I want to try a new kind of workout, which I've already done a lot of different workouts. Yoga, bar, dance. I've never done actual Pilates though. I've done kickboxing, but I haven't done like just boxing, like in the ring. So that could be fun. Maybe I'll try that. Yeah, I'd like to do a new kind of workout soon. Thanks to everyone who listened to the first two episodes. Having a lot of fun with this and finding myself really looking forward to coming home and recording this. And even trying to kind of think up ideas throughout the day and just jotting a few notes down to talk about. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and I hope that you enjoy listening. You can follow me on Instagram at __KatieCam_. It's also linked in the podcast description. Send me a DM if you have an idea or if you liked it or if you have a suggestion. Hopefully my audio sounds okay. I got a comment that my last episode was a little bit quiet, so I'm going to work on that. Yeah, if anybody has any suggestions or ideas of things that I should try, let me know, and I'll do them. Well, that about does it. Thanks for listening. hopefully you are encouraged to try something new today. It could be something little, or it could be something huge that you've always wanted to do. It doesn't matter, but just trying something new and getting out of that comfort zone feels so good. And I want that feeling for you too. Thanks for listening.